Hi, everybody. My name is Haley Greer. I am the director of the Master Pool Trust, and I'm going to be your host this afternoon. Got to keep y'all awake, and Tom Foley is here to help do that. He is going to talk to us today about changing expectations for people with disabilities. A little bit about Tom is he is trained as a tax lawyer and a financial planner. He has more than 30 years of experience serving the disability community by working towards greater economic inclusion. He has been instrumental in developing and influencing federal and state legislation to encourage employment and increase participation of people with disabilities in employment and wealth building programs. He has worked with a lot of institutions, including the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the FDIC, to design programs and provide technical assistance to better reach the disability community. He has a master's degree from the University of California, Berkeley, and a JD from Hastings College. He plays goal ball. If y'all don't know what goal ball is, check it out. Google. And unfortunately, he's a Chicago Cubs fan. Go Stros. Okay, I'll turn it over.
Louder, closer to the mic. Hang on for a second. Okay, there we go.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay, perfect. There we go. Thank you. And thank you, Haley, for that introduction. That's great. And thanks to all of you from being here. Yes, by the way, unrepentant Cubs fan, we've been through enough, right? You know, that one, you know you're in trouble when you root for a sports team. They're like, well, at least in your lifetime, they won a championship because, you know, 103 years. Anyway, it's great to be here today. Thank you so much for the invitation. Thanks to UT Law. Go Longhorns. And, you know, thanks to all of you. I've been, you know, hanging around for the last couple of days, and I've had a chance to talk with some of you. And I just have really appreciated some of the stories about, you know, the efforts that you all go to serve people with disabilities. So thank you for what you do. You know, what we do is not the easiest job in the world, but it really makes a difference, and it makes a difference to millions of people across the United States. So thank you for that. Also, thank you to my friend Steve, who's gonna be advancing slides. Steve and I have known each other for over 20 years. I spent a lot of time in Berkeley. As you can probably imagine, Steve and I have the same tailor, and that's how we originally, what's so funny? That's how we, right? Thank you, okay, a couple of you got that. That's how we originally met, no. But again, it's great to be here. So again, Thomas Foley, I'm the executive director of the National Disability Institute. And let's go to the next slide, Steve. So I've been working in disability for a long time, and so I want to give a little background to the disability independent living movement. I know some of you are probably familiar with it. But you know, it came out of the 1960s protests for civil liberties. And it started largely around the deinstitutionalization of folks with disabilities, right? So, you know, the idea that people with disabilities were much better off living in their communities than they were in institutional settings. It was better for them, it was better for their families, it was less expensive, it was better for the community. And the idea behind that is that we needed to adjust the environment, you know, not the person. And that's one that sometimes I like to go on and on about, okay? So, you know, you can see I have some show and tell to my left here, Alabama, the Golden Retriever Guide Dog. She usually steals the thunder at all my presentations. So obviously I'm a blind guy, right? But when we talk about changing the environment, I always think about rooms like this, right? So we've got these great chandeliers, you know, putting off the light. That's all great for you guys. That is an accommodation we are providing to you today, along with the PowerPoint, right? Because quite frankly, none of those things matter to me, right? So when we think about, you know, this world of ours, it was really designed, you know, for able-bodied people. And it just sort of, you know, built up that way. It's funny how this still plays out today. We all know about the ADA, and we all know about making things accessible. But I think sometimes, you know, thinking about how the world's been designed for, you know, not everybody is a great way of framing it. And this became quite real to me recently. I moved to DC about a year and a half ago, and they've started upgrading all the lighting in the building that I live in, right? They're going to LED lighting.